smells amazing.
Let me get some Lee Aaron. Phil, can you help Miss Aaron? Get her her headphones on and get her all set.
Lee looks fabulous. Doesn't Lee Aaron look fabulous?
Looks amazing.
Doesn't she?
Looks amazing.
Not that we judge people by looks, but you look
She's
marvelous.
No. A day.
Oh, please.
Seriously.
A day. It's unbelievable.
Smells good, too.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Love this woman.
I don't know what time you got up this morning, but it damn well included a bath or shower because you smell amazing. you do. Do you walk around going, I'm Lee Aaron. I smell good.
Oh, yeah, usually I do, yeah. Actually, it was crazy. I got up at like 5:30, which was like 2:30 in the morning, Vancouver time. So I'm kind of like feeling a little spaced out.
Are you from Vancouver? Is that where you live?
I do now, yeah.
Yeah, but you were here for a long time.
Well, Toronto was my home for the longest time.
When did you leave?
So, 95. I moved
out
there.
You were around for the early days of the Humble and Fred revolution.
Absolutely.
No, you weren't. You don't even know. Lee could care less. She's above us. She's at a different level. Well,
as far as where you lived, we know. I saw on the bio here you're going on the Brampton Walk of Fame or something?
Just added.
So did you grow up in Brampton?
Yeah.
Brampton?
Why Brampton? Well, my dad got relocated back to Ontario from Winnipeg. I grew up in Winnipeg originally,
right.
And then I was relocated when I was about 9 years old. We came back, and my dad, they ended up buying a house there, and I went, so my sort of middle school and high school years were there. And I lived there, gosh, I don't know, until my mid to late 20s, and then I've got some history.
Brampton
there.
Roof.
Brampton.
Yeah. And where exactly is the Brampton Walk of Fame or Hall of
it's
Fame?
It's right in the downtown.
It's right next to the Mandarin. It's next to the world's biggest Mandarin.
Where is it?
It's right downtown in the main square.
Right.
In front of the historic Rose Theater. They've done a whole bunch of
very nice.
Howard's
it's actually very, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And
That area around the Rose Theater is pretty cool, actually. Yeah. It's sort of got a nice little downtown vibe to it. And by the way, are your headphones bothering you? You don't have to wear them if you don't want to.
No, I'm actually really good.
You're holding them like you're in a recording studio.
I have no experience doing that. So.
But that Walk of Fame, do you actually put your hands in the cement and all that shit?
No, but they I was so looking forward to that, like stepping in concrete, no. It is a plaque, though, like an actual granite plaque with a star and your name on it, and it actually gets put into the sidewalk. So it's interesting. You get to be a permanent part of...
I love Brampton.
That's going to say Lee Aaron, what you don't know, and congratulations on your Brampton honor. Amazing. what Fred, I think, was thinking of is
he being facetious?
No.
He said that with kind of like a little...
He's from Moose Jaw.
I'm from Moose Jaw.
Right? He's not in the Moose Jaw Walk of Fame.
Yeah, you're not on the Moose Jaw Walk of Fame.
There isn't any Moose Jaw Walk of Fame. But you, my friend, it's the oversight. Yes, and you know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
Lee Aaron, now that you're on the Brampton Walk of Fame, do you have any sway with the committee that we can get a 30-year resident of
36.
Brampton, 36-year Fred Patterson? How is that not a part
of it?
You
know what?
Yeah.
I actually went, some of the high school alumni from Central Peel Secondary are on city council.
There you go.
I am going to talk to them
Absolutely.
About you.
I
because,
think
you know, Scott Thompson, if Scott comes out to the halls.
What?
I've brought some attention to Brampton over the years through my time on major market radio.
I would like to be there
How many times have we mentioned Brampton on our radio shows over the year?
Daily.
We made, Mayor Peter
Robertson.
I don't know if you remember him. We made him a star on our show. We called him Mayor Gump, of course. But
maybe that's why we're not being... Maybe.
That's maybe why that's you don't why. Have your star, my friend.
We're not on the Brampton Walk of Fame.
We're not sucking up enough.
Listen, I'm nowhere near. As you pointed out, nobody in Moose Jaw knows me, but everybody in Brampton knows you.
Yeah.
And how that's this true. Oversight... has happened. I will not stand for it. Not on my watch, sister. Lee Aaron, you grew up in Winnipeg, huh?
There's an interesting Winnipeg story.
I'm going to tell you, I grew up in Moose Jaw. My parents are from Winnipeg. I used to go there every summer. Love Winnipeg. Some of the most beautiful women, like yourself, in this Canada, have come from Winnipeg. What is the Winnipeg story, my friend?
Well, I moved there when I was two to Transcona.
In like 75.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, like, in 1975 sort of when you were two.
Transcona, does that ring a bell, Howard?
I'm not sure. Oh. Yeah, sort of.
You know, well, it was just sort of the suburb. I guess it's all Winnipeg now. Mm-hmm. And we moved in, and we lived two doors down from Blair McLean, from McLean and McLean.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it was quite common for Burt and Cummings to come, and they'd be big, these sort of crazy big parties at their house and rehearsals, and they'd all, I know a few times I went over there in the morning, and Blair's wife said, you know, go down and wake Burton up. He's still sleeping on the couch. And, you know, a couple times we got a ride in his Jag. So it's sort of like this interesting Winnipeg guess who-ish kind of connection for me.
I'm not sure if you American listeners understand what's happening here. Lee Aaron, who for very many years was rocking it hardcore all across North America, were you one of the first, I would say along with Pat Benatar and people like that, Susie Quattro, one of those women singing sort of metal, but I'm saying this not, again, trying not to be chauvinistically, but it's sort of a man's genre of music. Ish
was
and what was your attraction to it? You know, because since a lot of those were sort of the hair metal bands, and then along came this beautiful, sweet, kind Lee Aaron from Manitoba. What attracted you to this music? Had you always loved that stuff?
No, actually. I grew up doing musical theater. But,
what?
I know. It's crazy.
The sun will come out.
Tomorrow.
Did you really do musical theater? Come
on. I did. In fact, those are my Brampton roots. That's what they all remember me for there.
Did you go to Mayfield?
Central Peel Secondary.
Oh, okay.
But
so you were doing, you thought you were going to go kind of the Broadway route, singing in The King and I and playing Annie and stuff like that?
Well, I don't know about Annie, but those were sort of my my Broadway-ish kind of roots were when I went into jazz later on.
What was your favorite musical growing up?
What was my favorite?
Yeah. Like, what did you sing around the house all the time?
Oh.
Because I'm going to get you to sing it now, obviously.
You know, I don't know that I actually had a favorite musical, but...
So you went from jazz and Broadway sort of standards to can you describe it as metal music, basically?
You know what? I think that that's a bit of
metal
a misnomer
pop?
For me because I had one song called Metal Queen, but I think the bulk of my success was really built on the back of... power pop.
Right.
Because Body Rock is a power pop song, what attracted me to that style of music was my dad arrived home one day with a trunk full of vinyl because he worked at Humber College and they were changing formats and they were getting rid of their vinyl library. And in that stack of vinyl, besides finding like Fleetwood Mac and Elton John and David Bowie and all this really cool stuff, I found one of the very first Runaways records and also the first two Heart albums, Dreamboat Annie and Little Queen. And I was just blown away. I was like, wow, here are these women. Well, especially Heart, I would say, who are writing their own songs. They play instruments. They make the cool music. It's aggressive. They're not trading on their sexuality. And I was really attracted to that. And I thought that is what that just resonated with me.
How old were you at the time? Were you in your late teens?
I was about 15 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that sort of changed your musical direction. And it's funny you mentioned Heart because I overlooked that. Anna and Nancy Wilson have some great sort of power rock pop music.
I think I spent half of my career trying to be as cool as those girls.
And they can sing they're all
amazing.
Great singers.
Yeah.
Still.
You are.
They are.
You are.
How old were you when you got your first radio airplay?
19. Yeah, I wrote and recorded my first album at 19, and that is when...
Were you still in Winnipeg?
No,
you were here.
I was in Brampton.
Oh, right, I'm sorry, right.
You used to play around Brampton. You played in Spanky's a couple of times, you remember?
Oh, yeah,
I remember that.
In fact, me and some of the city councilors were reminiscing about the cool nightclubs. There was Hot Rocks and Spanky's and... Stars.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember them all.
I'm trying to think of what else.
Well, when we first started, he'd worked there for years, but when we first started our show in 1989, it was above what I guess was Spanky's.
Spanky's, yeah.
On Kennedy Road.
That's where CFNY was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what station was it, since I'm on the back of Fred's question about your age, what was the first station in Toronto that you heard a Lee Aaron song on? Do you remember?
I think it was probably Q.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you're driving. Was it a surprise, or did you know, oh, hey, Lee, they're going to play your song?
No, it was a surprise. And it was.
Did you just about shit yourself?
I can't imagine that.
No, but you might have.
Yeah. I'm at the age now. I might just now for no reason.
That is a Band-Aid, by the way. Yeah. That
just happened.
I was wondering about that.
I'm now Urkling. That's why I love that. I'm going to use that as a verb.
I just fixed mine with gaffer tape. You know, it's much better. It fixes everything.
It just happened, okay?
Yeah, so.
I'm going to keep telling people that for months. This just happened. I just put it on. was that an exciting moment? Imagine for an artist it must be.
It's totally exciting. I mean, because that's, I mean, when I was a young girl growing up in Brampton. We're plugging Brampton big today. Mm-hmm. You know, that was, to me, I thought, you know, the epitome of being a huge star was to play the Gasworks on Yonge Street.
Sure.
Right? And when, you know, to get any radio play on Q107, because that was what we all listened to.
Oh, sure.
And so the first time I heard a Lee Aaron song from my first album, I think it was Under Your Spell from the first album, I was just like, oh my gosh, I got to call my mom. I'm on the radio, you know? So it was very thrilling.
There's another great reference for people that grew up here in the 70s and 80s, the Gasworks. Wow. Many a night there, I couldn't feel my fucking head.
Okay. Did you drink to excess?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you rock out to the sounds of Lee Aaron? Mm-hmm.
In fact, you get so drunk there sometimes because you could feel the...
Because they serve those quart bottles.
Yes,
remember, they didn't even serve normal bottles of beer. It was like they served quarts of beer. It was ridiculous.
And the band would start and the beer would jiggle inside your body. And it wasn't a good thing, you know.
Yeah, so it's that kind of drunk where you finally get into a cab later and you realize it's the first time it's been quiet in your head for like four hours.
And then you go home and
just like, okay, you can still hear the music and you're like, I'm not sure anymore. And then you realize how drunk you are.
Then you get in bed and your ears ring.
Yeah.
Until you pass out, yeah.
Until you pass out and you wake up in a pool of your own sweat, possibly bleeding from who knows where. That's about Lee Aaron. Did you put sort of performing on hold for a few years to have babies?
Yeah.
How many babies do you have?
I have two.
How old are these babies now?
They are, believe it or not, 10 and 12.
Come on.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So
are they girls or boys?
I have, my little girl is 12 and my son is 10.
Yeah, that's so good. That's the way to do it.
What took you to the West Coast, love?
Love? Mm-hmm. Yes and no. I actually did move out there for a man, but I ended up not staying with that man, and I met somebody else and got married, and that's who I have my
family
with now.
That's who's your baby daddy?
Mm-hmm. My baby daddy. Okay. Wow. You guys. No, he's my husband. He's awesome.
Lee, you have to understand.
I do understand.
Whatever comes out of our mouth, it's just nonsense. Oh, by the way,
man has no filters.
I do. I have a couple filters, but not very many.
Is in question at all?
They're all on his glasses.
Hey, Pat, McDonald's. Done a drop in, and that's one of our producer's chairs. He's too polite to tell you to go sit somewhere else, but
no, he told me.
Oh, okay. Pat McDonald just did a drop in. Lee Aaron's here, Pat. That's a very funny comedian named Pat McDonald. He has cats. Lee, so for a few years, you put your career on hold. You did the mom. You're doing the mom thing. You became a mother. It's the most important job in the world. Really?
Way harder, way, way harder than being a rock star.
But do you think it's the most important job in the world?
It is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I've had this
debate too many times.
Have you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Why?
So if you have a problem with your brain, you're going to call your mom? No, you're going to call a brain surgeon, Lee Aaron.
Okay.
Anyway, that's just an old bit.
It's a sore spot with you.
It's a sore spot with me. But let's talk about you, Lee Aaron. Now, how many years did you put your Lee Aaron-ing on hold, and now you're coming out with some new music?
For probably a decade. I haven't released an album since 2004. And then so 2016, of course, brings the new album. So I guess 12 years from I took a hiatus from writing and recording.
Did you do any performing, like going, like, because I know if you love jazz and singing, did you ever just drop in someplace and do a little set of just you and a guitar, James Taylor styles, maybe? I don't know.
Not just dropping in and doing a set, but I did a a handful of performances every year, even during that time when I had my kids. It's this whole different ballgame when you're writing and recording an album. It just takes way more focused, intense amount of time to, it's like writing a book, right? You've got a, it's compiling a body of work, right? Mm-hmm. But it was easy for me to drop in and do a handful of shows a year. So I still continue to perform, but not tour.
The Lee Aaron brand, was it national or more regional? So did they know you in BC?
Oh, like if yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Lee Aaron is for sure national. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a weird question. Is that a question?
Yes, it was great. No, I yeah, just no, thought, no, were yeah. you more popular oh, in yeah. Ontario being
in
played
fact,
at Q107, or did they know you across the country?
Interestingly That's, enough, mm. Body Rock, when it came out, was outselling Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation in BC. That was one of my territories that we sold very, very well in Canada during that time. So
frankly, I can't believe you asked that question. Because I've already been, I got no filters. But let's just...
I'm never coming back on this show.
A lot of people say that, Lee. A lot of people say that.
He's a provoker, isn't he?
And the thing is, for
dirty,
any
rotten provoker,
anyone.
I'm a dirty rotten provoker.
I would definitely agree that everybody in Canada knows you. Yeah. Any American listeners that might not know this, you were like the queen of our MTV, which is Much Music. For anyone who doesn't know that, that's listening, like the queen of Much Music. I mean, you were every girl wanted to be you, including me.
Yes, and as a dirty rotten provoker or provocateur,
yes.
I would like to ask about the new record, which is called Fire and Gasoline. I guess the best way to put this is, if you liked Lee Aaron in the 80s and 90s, will this resonate with fans? Will this be like, oh, what we expect from Lee Aaron?
Oh, no, it's a country record. I'm kidding.
You dirty, rotten provocateur. Don't come into my house here. So is it Lee Aaron music?
Absolutely. It's a rock record. When I say rock, I don't mean, you know, it's not... How do I explain it? I would say it has... is reminiscent of the body rock era, but it's not hair metal. It's got big guitars, but I think I've been able to take all of those influences that I've had over the years, especially some of those jazz and blues influences, and bring them forward and incorporate them into an album that I think has, it's just got more maturity, and it's got some definitely more of a soulful rock vibe than I think than former work.
What do the babies think of when they hear Mummy? Like, have you ever done that? Put on a video and said, "Here, this is Mummy when I was younger." I mean, we all did that with our kids.
Well, I got to tell you a funny story. My daughter came home in about grade 4, and she said, "Oh, Mom, there's this kid in my class named Jaden, and he came and he said that his mom had showed him this cool video of you, and there's like, you know, a big robot thing and laser beams." And I'm thinking, what is she talking about? It must be the Metal Queen video. So I sat her down on my knee, and I go to YouTube and I find it. And like literally she got about 30 seconds in. She's like, "That's it?" And she just, and she's like, and I'm like, you know, you just cannot compete with modern technology and CGI. And
yeah, for
stuff.
Sure.
She was just like, really? That so giant wobbly turtle thing? That's the robot they're talking about?
On that point of technology, I mean, you've been out of it more or less for 10 years. A lot's changed in the past 10 years as far as distribution and how you're going to get it out there.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's a great question.
That one has a question mark at the end of it as well.
Yeah. Yes. I think that makes up for his regional question. What do you think?
Well, the whole way that music is recorded and delivered to the public is different. And I enjoy... certain aspects of that. It's really nice with digital technology to be able to, like my one of my co-writers and guitarist Sean Kelly is in Toronto and I'm in Vancouver, and we can, you know, bounce ideas back and forth easily and throw tracks on, and it's far easier than it used to be. But I wanted to record a real album with real musicians live off the floor. So I actually flew my band out to Vancouver, and we did record, go into the old Little Mountain Sound. And so this album actually is recorded in an organic fashion. But, you know, obviously it's available in all the kind of outlets that
you I was going to ask you that. So you recorded the recording. What you did is you took a sort of a now an old fashioned recording, sort of an original recording method. But what about the distribution? I think what we're talking about is now it's not, you know, people aren't selling units other than Adele. Not very many people are selling pieces of, you know, vinyl or digital. How do you distribute it? I mean, is it on your website? Is it on iTunes? All those things?
It's all those things. I got a distribution deal with ILS Universal. And so if you go to any of the Amazons, it's available there.
Nice.
There are physical copies available in the stores. And I'm racked right beside Adele because it's an A name.
That's
that's
great.
Just incidentally. And yes, go
ahead. And once it takes hold and becomes popular, are you prepared to start doing the things back right across the country and...
Touring
and
those
all
things.
That.
What I've been doing these days, which works for my family life, is pockets of dates. So rather than going and going, okay, I'm going away for a month and I'm going to go do a big tour. It's like, okay, let's go do Ontario right now. And we're going to do Ottawa, London, Toronto,
right.
Or now we're going to do the East Coast. And so that's sort of been working really, really well. But we've got some European interest right now. I'm flying over there in October to do Rockingham, which is a big festival.
That's
in
good.
Because Nottingham. And
the world needs more Lee Aaron.
Lee Aaron.
Yes.
Will be at the Rock Pile September 30th.
The Rock Pile.
That is tomorrow.
Nice.
Toronto's Rock Pile. Well, of course, after this pile, everything is going to be up for her. She's like, okay, I got the Humble and Fred appearance out of the way. Now let's get on to real journalists.
I did the shit pile the day before I did the rock pile.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I did the pile of nonsense, so now I'm doing the rock pile.
Yeah.
Shit pile, rock pile. Hey, listen, I hope you had a nice time.
It was fun and interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not everyone's cup of tea.
Are you gonna do a little reminiscing tour of Brampton today? Just hang around and look at all the old spots and
stuff? I did that last weekend, actually.
Nice.
I was there. Yeah, I got to photograph my old...
You wanted to drop by and maybe look at your sod?
Yeah.
He's done a great landscaping job. Really is something else. I was over there the other day. Very impressive. Lee Aaron. Where do people go? They go to LeeAaron.com, I'm assuming. Yep. Lee Aaron, that's LeeAaron. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
good
Lee
Lord.
Aaron.
Lee Aaron.
And come on, I survived. Oh, next time you do a pocket of Ontario, we'd love to have you back in.
Yeah, after the show, Fred and I are doing a pita pocket tour.
We should get one together.
You guys should get one together. Hey, I'm sorry. Did you want to talk to her some more?
No. I thought. It is hot here today, isn't it?
It's hot as a...
Can you turn that on?
Because it's raining, and I'm sweating. I'm wearing a grown-up shirt. I don't think Lee Aaron was... Between you and I don't think... I don't think Lee Aaron was, like, super impressed by that interview.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You didn't pick that... You didn't pick up on that?
I don't know. Let's ask her.
I don't want to anymore.
No?
No. I want to talk about squatting.
What gave you that impression?